Bring the camp stove and dipping sauces to Cisco Beach this week. We're cooking a batch of Cisco and fries next on Western Life Radio. Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Celebrate the Bonneville Cisco by eating them fresh right on the beach. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources fires up the stove.
And with the mild weather we have right now, we're expecting that's going to be quite popular this year. Of course, we have the big annual Cisco Disco Party that's going to take place. It's a Saturday at Cisco Beach. We invite anybody to come up that day. They can try their hand at dip netting fish. There's going to be extra dip nets available. Division of Wildlife Resources, State Parks, and Forestry, Fire, and State Lands have all purchased nets, and we have extra nets there for people. If they show up on the beach that day, they're welcome to use those nets and just return them to us when they're finished. And they can try to catch fish. If you want to catch them and take them home, great. If you just want to dip net some and look at them, that's fine too. People sometimes just want to dip net the fish, take a look at them, and take some pictures and put them back, and that's fine. There's going to be plenty of fish there. The weather is going to be the biggest factor that's going to influence this run. If we have nice calm days, the fish are going to be in along the shoreline. However, if we get a lot of wind, the fish will still spawn, but they'll move off the shoreline, and it's going to be harder to see them then. Usually in the mornings, it's calm here at Bear Lake, and so that's probably the best bet if you can get here right about first light. And right now, that's right around 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's going to be the best time to fish for these fish.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.